It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a pro, John. Now, who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, it's this last hour of the week, Friday. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, don't forget this weekend, it is daylight saving time. We'll get into more of that in a few minutes. Real quick, though, the answer of the impossible question of the day. John got this right. We consume 3 bottles of this each year. The answer is ketchup.
I use a lot more than 3 bottles. So I guess maybe that's an average.
Must be.
How much do you use in a year?
I don't know if I use 3 bottles. I don't know.
I love ketchup. I put it on, you know.
I mean, like me personally, I don't know.
Potato-y stuff, you know, fries.
Right.
Get it. Tater tots.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Hey, Charlie likes them on eggs.
Eggs?
No.
What are you, a commie?
Tabasco sauce, maybe, but no.
No.
All right, rattle off a few more movies real quick for us.
Yeah, I want to see what you think of some of these. Here's 2 horror movies that were actually very funny. Tremors.
Didn't see it.
Lake Placid.
Didn't see it either.
Lake Placid. Did you ever see the show Ally McBeal?
No.
Okay. Well, it was a comedy that was on for like 8 years, and the writers wrote a horror movie, and it was Lake Placid, and it was very funny. Here's one, Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
Starring John Candy.
Yeah.
It was supposed to do absolutely nothing about a Jamaican bobsledding team.
Right. Good movie.
And it was a cult favorite. Here's one that we talk about all the time now, but when it first came out, it was really rather surprising. The Bourne Identity.
Mm-hmm. True.
It completely reset how things are. Here's one with a great actor at his prime in the, you know, I'm sorry, but we knew he'd do well. This movie did much better than expected. Gran Torino.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, Good Boys, came out of nowhere. Hilarious. It's just wrong. But really, really good. Here's one we talk about all the time, but it was the first Pixar movie, Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be that good. Here's a classic, Stand By Me, was tremendous.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yes, good movie.
Absolutely. And another one, the next movie that was put out by the same director, The Princess Bride, was dominant.
Okay.
Here's a series that we all know about now, but when it first came out, it shocked people. It was so good. The Matrix.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Absolutely. And let's see here. Deep Blue Sea. Now, that's a shark movie, which was, I thought it would just be whatever, you know, little horror movie. It was very good. I was surprised at how good it was. I'm trying to think of any more. You know, Forrest Gump obviously was supposed to be big, but it wasn't supposed to be that big. It really wasn't. People didn't expect it to be that big. A horror movie that was much better than I expected, Crawl, with the alligators. A Western that was supposed to be pretty good. It was very good, Silverado.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Do you have any more, or
nope,
how do those
I'm good.
Sound?
Nope, that was all good. Good stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's talk for a moment about daylight saving time, which, by the way,
yes.
A lot of folks say savings time, and it's sort of getting to the point where it's sort of like that word ain't that everybody used to say when we were kids isn't in the dictionary that now is in the dictionary.
Yes.
Daylight savings time, because everybody now has just used the word savings plural for so many years, even though they were supposed to be using daylight saving time, because daylight saving is the actual word that we're supposed to use for what happens this weekend, but most people just say savings.
Can I give you one just like that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the last book in the Bible?
Revelation.
Yeah, and everybody says?
Revelations.
Exactly. By the way,
example.
I've been waiting 6 months for daylight saving time because the clock right by my bed, I never changed.
You don't have to reset.
I know. It's almost.
Cheater.
It's about 30 hours from being right.
You cheater. By the way, I love this time of the year. I know
I think
a lot
I'll
of folks
change it.
Hate it because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to spring forward and quote unquote lose that 1 hour of sleep. Although I will take that any day of the week to have the later, you know, sunlight in the daytime hours. I enjoy the sun going down at, 7:30. You know, right now it'll be 7:30 to almost 8-ish, depending upon, where you live in the city and what kind of shade you have from the mountains and so on.
Give me a little history. What brought this about again?
Oh, it's weird because I was reading about it, and believe it or not, there are those that say people changed the clocks all the way back in even some of the earliest of days, and folks don't really think about it that way. It's not like this has just happened in modern days. I mean, this has been around for some 250-plus years, and it had to do with supposedly farmers and things along those lines, although I don't think that's true. Really, I think what it really came down to is the candle burning, later in night, and farmers and so on, because, they would come back in from the fields, and if they wanted to do anything at night, they had to burn the candle longer, where adjusting the time meant they didn't have to because typically they were out in the field early in the day. They came home at night, had a little more daylight. I don't know how true that is because most farmers work sun up, sun down. Doesn't matter when that is on the clock.
Okay.
So I don't know how much of that I really believe.
But are we going to lose an hour of sunlight now? Is that what happens? Will that affect solar panels?
No, because they're still the same amount always.
Yeah, I know.
You sound like a,
I just wanted to be liberal for a moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound like a lefty there.
I was being cute.
Okay, real quick, because we're going to talk about this today anyway. So maybe when we come back, we can do a little more of this. And because I promoed that I knew Andy, Andy's always with us on Fridays. And we don't get it, we talk about this a little bit. Andy sort of sprinkles us in and out of our conversations we have on an ongoing basis. But I thought we would, and I actually put it in our notes, the title Liberalism from Someone Raised by Them. Andy Pate. Because you always give really interesting insight, and I think, especially for somebody like me that was raised, let's face it, I was raised in a very conservative home, and I really never understood or ever thought, what is it like to think like a liberal, because I've never been one. And so, it's always fascinating to me when you say things from that perspective, because I've never come from that perspective ever. I've never been around those people.
Good for you.
Well, around them as in family. I mean,
right.
I've always been
yeah.
around them when it comes to, the work environment and, in the retail establishments, especially growing up in Boulder. I mean, yes, I've definitely been around my fair share of liberals over the years, but never have really had, quote unquote, family members I've been close to that are that.
Right. And I grew up with that being my entire mindset, my
right.
entire world, and understanding how you wake up in the morning, how it is a completely different mindset from what I have today.
Okay, let's talk about that when we come back. Perfect,
okay.
By the way. All right, we'll talk about that and other sundry things. Lines are open, by the way. If you want to call in, feel free to do so. 303-477-5600. Bruce Simmons is next. He's our reverse mortgage specialist and would love to help you with a reverse mortgage if you're somebody that is in that market for one. And he'll explain all the ins and outs of it. They're not just for desperate people, by the way. 303-467-7821. Again, find him at klzradio.com.
You want to work with Bruce Simmons because you can trust him. Bruce is usually the only person you'll talk to throughout the entire process. He's the one who meets with you and your family to explain the loan. He's the person you call with questions. He answers his phone himself every time. He personally attends all of his own closings. He'll even stay in touch after the loan closes in case you have more questions. John Rush recommended Bruce Simmons to his own mom and dad because he wanted them to work with someone local. Someone who had specialized exclusively in reverse mortgages for more than 18 years. Someone who would guarantee their fees so the cost would never exceed what he quoted them at the beginning. Plus, John really likes and believes in Bruce. You already know you don't want to work with a national company because you prefer a more personal approach. So choose someone you'll enjoy working with and can trust completely. Find KLZ's Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
All right, folks, put Kevin Flesch's phone number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. As we go through this weekend of snow, you may very well need him. The other thing you might need Kevin for, and I was noticing this in my trips to Texas and back, and that is folks along the side of the road, most likely with Colorado license plates, who had all of their belongings going through by the police, which I am guessing at that point in time were probably illegal searches, but they weren't smart enough to know they were, so they just let the cops go through their stuff, which, by the way, is against the law. So if you want any advice on any of that, give Kevin a call today. Again, 303-806-8886.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesch. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills. And the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesch, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and most of you that maybe don't know this, even though Andy is here, fills in for me when I'm not here, and is here 2 days a week, very conservative, and has done a lot in the conservative movement in Colorado, but yet was raised by liberals.
Very much so.
Right? Like hardcore liberals.
Yeah, I was raised by the academic left.
Okay.
All right. My dad and brother both have master's degrees in education. Okay. They are hardcore left, and they believe in it. It is their religion. It means everything. And, you know, the funny thing for me was growing up, you know, we went to church just because it was expected in southern Wisconsin.
Okay.
You know, so we went to this Lutheran church, which, okay, I'll be honest, a pretty dead church.
Okay.
Very nice pastor. I liked him, but very dead church. And but we were, that was to put on a show. My dad was the principal of the middle school in that town. So we had to, you know, dad's an atheist. Okay. A proud one. And
so why are you in church?
Right. Well, yeah. you know, nobody in my family demonstrated as we went on any belief in God, okay, in any way, shape or form. And that's not to say anything bad. My family, as I've often said on air, has far higher character and goodness in many ways than anybody you're going to meet in a church. I didn't know what I didn't know anybody who lied my entire young life. I mean, I knew people outside my family. Everybody in my family was like a Vulcan. They always told the truth. Always. We always did.
Okay.
And that's just something. So we had very high standards, but, you know, we didn't believe in God, and we did not believe in capitalism. We did not believe in conservatism. We considered those to be evil and selfish. Now, the really funny thing, though, is that I would always hear about, you know, people, those church people, and how judgmental they were. John, church people can be really judgmental. When they are, they're being liberal.
Ooh, good one, Andy.
Okay.
Good one.
And this is why I was really shocked, because let me tell you what it really was, the mindset I grew up with as a liberal. I can sum it up as this: you are discontented with all of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yes, you are. And you look at humanity every day you wake up, you look at all the people around you and you think with great intentions, how can I make their lives better by making them more like I want them to be? How can I control them? And that is why liberals love big government. Why? Because unlike business, big government doesn't have a competitor. So you have a non-competitive entity, an unopposed force, which means all powerful, mm-hmm, right? The government isn't competing with anyone for your dollar. It seizes it. Even big evil business like Amazon or whatever still has to earn your buck.
True.
They don't get a dollar unless you
That's
buy
true.
What they're
That's
selling.
That's a good point. Yes.
Okay. And this the reason we as liberals love big government, we love using it for education because we can take everybody's tax dollars from people of all beliefs and force you to hear our beliefs.
Just funnel it wherever you want to, right?
Right. And make you we can take
map it out basically.
Well, yeah, and map out what you hear.
Right.
The reason that teachers' unions love, you know, they hate school choice is very simple. Because they know a lot of them would lose their jobs because people would choose teachers, on average, who reflect their values, and you would have an equal group of liberal and conservative and moderate and so forth. Instead, you have teachers that are 90, 95, 98% liberal. Why? Because they control it. Okay. And so, you know, we had great intentions. We always look at the planet as something that we can fix. We look at people as something we can fix. We look at corporations as something we can fix. We look at everything as something we can fix. But the best way to fix it is to not have anybody getting in my way. I have to have power. I have to have control. Okay? And so what I started to learn and realize, and this is where the dam first started to break for me, is when I looked at my family, I looked at my dad, and I said, Dad, if we're so right, why do we have to silence the other side in schools where we're in charge? And I literally asked that.
Great question.
I said, why, if we are so right, why do we have to make sure the other side doesn't have equal time?
Yeah. In other words, how do we make sure the other side's never heard if we're so right?
Right.
If we're so right, we should be able to argue, you know, or have that argument, and it's no big deal.
Exactly. Education became, you know, obviously my family was academia. And, you know, the response back was, well, they can do that in private schools. They do that at home in church. They do that in their places. To which I said, okay, wait a minute. For private schools, they got to pay a second time because their taxes are going into our schools, Dad. Yep. And by the way, my dad is a phenomenally wonderful man. Understand this,
okay?
But I'd say they're having to pay twice to unlearn what they would learn with us by paying once,
right.
First of all. Secondly, Dad, why do those churches, you say, well, they can learn that out there. Okay, but they're having to, in the churches, unteach what we're teaching in the schools with their tax dollars. Now,
great comment.
We're not taking any of their money that's being donated. I said, Dad, the money that's going into churches is all given freely, free will donations, okay, that they give. So they're having to freely donate to teach against what we teach. Now, and you got to understand, John, at the time, I felt what we taught was right. Okay, I was an evolutionist. I believed in all this. I thought this was right.
Mm-hmm.
I was a communist. I could teach young people around me. Christians around me were just easy pickings because they're so absolutely unprepared. Okay. And I could easily teach them about the joys of redistributing wealth and why that's good and why you're doing a good thing and why Jesus would actually like that. Even though I knew that wasn't true, it didn't matter. I could easily manipulate them in that way.
Mm.
Okay. But it started to break for me when I looked at my family and I looked at them as they're wonderful people. And I said, guys, we're so honest all the time, but why aren't we honest with people about what we're doing with them?
Mm.
We have to dominate every single thing that we have. We silence dissent. If we own the entertainment industry, we silence dissent in it. If we own academia, we silence dissent in it. If we run a company, we won't let conservatives talk in it. Anything we run, we shut everybody else up.
Great, great point.
And I said, if that's true, I've got serious problems. Serious problems with this. There's a real problem. And here's what it came down to. I realized, John, we're addicted to control. We wake up every day not wanting people to choose their destiny, but wanting us to control their destiny for their own good or not for their own good. It doesn't matter.
That's a great point.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a great point.
And what scares me today is two things. Number one, that I see so many young people now who are more addicted on that than ever. Young people are control freaks. They want to control everybody around them. And number two, the amount of it I've seen in the church. Liberalism in the church. Now you've got so many in the church who want to turn the church into a liberal place. By the way, another big foundational characteristic of the left, eternity doesn't mean anything. The here and now means everything. Forget about eternity and eternal life. If you look at liberal churches, it's all about fixing this world, social justice here, social gospel. It's all about fixing the here and now, and it becomes less and less and less about eternity with Christ in the church. So the liberal mindset is not only is everything in the here and now all that there is, this is all there is, forget about eternity, but I have to control all that there is. And I do it through the vote. I do it through running a company. I do it through my position. I do it through, you know, my position as a teacher. That's how I do it.
Which we go back to kind of what we opened the show up with in regards to, you know, COVID and masks and what's going on in Texas, which is I was able to experience and so on. And the reality is everything you're saying fits right into why we have some of the mandates that we have today from certain governors.
Exactly.
Because that's how they view things.
This is their entire mindset. This is their entire mindset. Jared Polis wakes up in the morning, looks around at humanity, is discontented, and says, they are not enough like I want them to be. I will make them be like I want them to be. By the way, Jesus and the apostles never did that. Never once did Jesus and the apostles try to make non-Christians live like Christians. Never happened once. Jared Polis does that 20 times before breakfast.
Agree.
Think about it.
Agree. No, you're exactly right, Andy. Exactly right. He's going to do every single thing possible to make sure that you follow his way of life and not your way of life.
Yes.
He'll get up on a podium and say opposite of that, but that's not what he means. He's lying to you.
Absolutely lying to you. Oh, yeah, 100%. And by the way, anybody who, you know, when you would have somebody come out as a Democrat Christian, okay, you know, I used to fall for that in the days of Jimmy Carter because I was still down for that cause. But as I was becoming a conservative, I realized there's no such thing as a knowledgeable, there's ignorance, I understand, as a knowledgeable Democrat Christian. You can't be, because a Christian believes that everybody should choose.
Yeah, the two different thought processes politically don't align with Christianity and what your Christian faith is supposed to be. Right.
It's absolutely incompatible, John, as I always say. You know, look at the two trees in the Garden of Eden. God sets up a system where you, if you choose one tree, you have great consequence. You choose the other one, you have great reward. Choice, reward, consequence. That's conservatism. It's also the Bible. That's the opposite of liberalism. In liberalism, you lower the rewards of good choices, you lower the consequences of bad choices, or you eliminate choices altogether.
Just get rid of the choice altogether.
Right.
Just dictate what happens.
Right. And that's why, by the way, and I kept preaching to people this as I was a new Christian. Folks, I'm telling you, the pro-choice movement and abortion, they seized upon that word because they know it sells. They know they're lying. They're not for choice at all. Okay. What about the choice of the unborn? Obviously, that one choice,
they're taking that choice
is
away.
Eliminating the millions of choices that that kid could make.
That's right.
But they seized upon that choice because they know it's the one thing they can't have. They know they want to control all your choices, not give you more of them. By the way, one last thing. In conservatism, your language is all geared to reveal your thoughts, okay? I tell you something, I'm telling you the truth because I'm revealing to you even something simple. Yeah, I'd like fries with that, okay? In liberalism, your words are designed to conceal your thoughts.
Which, maybe I'm off on
this.
So
here's my agenda. I don't want you to know my agenda.
We can talk more about this when we come back from break, but
okay.
Tell me if I'm wrong in my thought process, because as you're speaking, and I'm extremely knowledgeable and have even taught on a lot of the different cults that are in the world today and what they believe and how they function.
Sure.
Everything you're telling me about liberalism, if I didn't know any better and you hadn't said this is how a liberal thinks, I would think you're talking about a specific cult.
Absolutely.
Because everything you're describing is a cult.
Yes.
So is liberalism a cult?
Yes.
Well said. I believe it is too, by the way.
Okay.
Because anytime somebody tells you what to do, tells you how to think, takes your choice away, limits your freedom, limits what you can do.
And limits information.
And limits the information coming to you so that you can't make a decision
on
your own.
They only want you to hear one side. That's a cult leader.
Then you're in a cult.
Yes. A mass media that literally wants you to only hear one side as a cult. Big tech that literally wants to ban you hearing the other side as a cult.
Yes, because they're banning your freedom of choice.
Right. Academia, same thing, and so forth.
Well done. We'll talk more when we come back. If you got any questions for Andy, by the way, some of you I know do, because you've never really even had a chance to sit down and talk to somebody like Andy that's come from that world. If you want to talk to Andy about that specifically, call us 303-477-5600. You can text a question as well, 307-200-8222. Pure Fresh Chevrolet is up next, though. I've been talking through these last couple of hours. There's some great choices of new and used cars at Pure Fresh Chevrolet. And hey, folks, I guarantee you, unless we get, 30 inches of snow in Fort Morgan, they most likely will be open. I know those guys well enough to know that. Either way, you can shop online or call direct. Purefoy Chevrolet, again, is purefoychevrolet.com. You're welcome to go online and shop, or call them and stop by and visit in Fort Lupton. Not that far of a drive. 303-659-8311.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purifoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it, and she actually enjoyed herself at Purifoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purifoychevrolet.com or give Purifoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, guys, you got to get your financial wherewithal handled and know where you're headed, how you're going to get there and stay there. Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial can do that with you. 303-744-1128. Let him become the partner in your finances you need to get you where you need to go. KLZradio.com, or again, 303-744-1128.
Al Smith protects your nest egg from the high cost of long-term health care. Once you retire, you have one concern: making your money last. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, KLZ's retirement planning specialist, Al Smith, has worked in financial services for over three decades, specializing in retirement planning for the past 16 years. After all those years helping people manage their money, Al has spent a lot of time listening to his clients' concerns about retirement. Al has personally seen friends and relatives burn through their nest eggs in a matter of months, spending thousands of dollars a month on hourly health care, either at home or in assisted living. As part of your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial, Al will help you find alternative financial products with significant benefits in retirement, ensuring your nest egg can withstand the high cost of long-term health care. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, as you go through the weekend, you might find some problems with your car. Maybe it doesn't start correctly, isn't driving right. You've had some problems with, tires even. Geno's Auto Service can help you over in Littleton, the west side of town. Give them a call on Monday. It's genosautoservice.com. Geno's with a J, 303-794-6700.
For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Geno's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. All right, new news out of New York.
Yeah.
What is it, Andy? Let's hear it.
Chuck Schumer is now calling.
Chucky.
Yep, Chucky. Chucky is now calling on Cuomo to resign.
So get out of here, pal. Get out of town.
Yeah, I mean, it made sense that the mayor of New York was, because he wants his job. I get that.
Bloomberg.
Right. But now Chuck Schumer.
Or not Bloomberg.
No.
De Blasio.
They're all the same. Really?
Yeah, they are, actually.
I mean, they've had a, you know, since...
They're all cult leaders.
Yes, pretty much. You know, look what they're doing to that town. They're running into the ground.
They're just ruining it.
Right, and so the sad thing, and I talked about this earlier this week, is that they're all working so hard, the Democrats are, to focus on one thing, his sexual harassment, and say, we're running him out because of these sexual harassment claims. And it's like, wait a minute, and Cuomo's saying this too, wait a minute, they're not proven. None of this is proven. You do realize these are all just allegations. You only have me on film, you know, talking boorishly one time with one woman, and there was no overt act there. And they're all pushing this. Why? Because they don't want to talk about the nursing homes.
Yeah, the deaths.
Yes.
Because, the murders.
Because the murders, which is what this really is, when you and I, you know, we don't look at this as a serious thing, COVID. We look at it as real, but we don't look at it as serious in your life and in my life. But we've always looked at it as very serious with the vulnerable.
That's right.
And so what did he do? He took COVID patients and packed them in with the vulnerable. A lot of people died. They don't want to talk about that. Why? Because that skewed the numbers that they used to get rid of Trump. They want to talk about his sexual harassment claims and just get rid of him and make the guy who killed all these nursing home patients
go away.
Go away.
Just vanish.
And they, done. Right. And so you're going to take the thing that you have tons of proof for, the nursing homes, set that aside, and get rid of him with the thing that you have no proof for.
Right.
Virtually none. You have no texts. You have no love notes. You have no phone messages. You have no scheduling, you know, schedules where he was scheduled together. You have no surveillance photo of him going into a hotel room, you know, with this woman. You have nothing. You have nothing. I'm not saying he's innocent. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I think the guy's a dirtbag. Okay, he may very well be guilty. But I'm saying you have nothing except for the guy being a little suggestive in his speech, and now he's going to be gone.
And he said earlier today he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he said that, but how long? You know, a lot of times, great John, question. How many times have you seen people maintain this right up to when they break?
All. Basically,
so
all, right.
You got to think he's gone in, we're talking days and weeks, not months, I think. What do you think?
I think days. I don't think he can push it months.
He's because all the, keep in mind now, folks, the Democrats do not care about girls being harassed.
Well, that's been apparent for many years.
They have looked away so many times from powerful Democrat men who harassed women. Obviously, Bill Clinton being the most popular, but there were so many more. They look away all the time until it's coming out and it's hurting them politically. Remember, once again, all liberal cares about is power. All they care about is control. Okay? And by having this guy around damaging their image, he is hurting their ability to control more people. They got to get him out of the way.
And I don't know how New York law is when it comes to how that gets replaced. Is it an automatic where the lieutenant governor just steps in? Do they have to have an election after the fact? I am not up on what happens in New York, folks. I have no idea.
I'm not either. I mean, the lieutenant governor would step in for how long? I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't. And again, I don't. In every state, I believe, I shouldn't say every state's different, but states have their own constitution and how
right.
that would work inside of their own state. That's what we do in this country.
You see, but now if you are the mayor of New York, if you're de Blasio, you're not liking this.
Yeah, because he wants that.
Right. And the last thing he wants is the lieutenant governor to be the first woman governor and to get settled in place this long out from the next election. That's
right.
Terrible for de Blasio.
Right.
He would love to hold this off, but he
can't. By the way, I think what you just said will most likely happen.
Yeah.
Because he will, like we said a moment ago, he'll have to step down at this point.
Right.
You can't, because folks listening, here's how this works. Even if he was innocent, which he's not, but even if he was.
No, he's probably not.
And you have this much pressure coming from inside of your own party, he would either have to he'll either have to stay and face all of that ostracization from his own party, or B, which is never going to happen, become a Republican.
Yeah, right.
Neither is going to happen, by the way, right?
Right.
So he'll have to step down.
Absolutely. And by the way, John, I hope people don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that sexual harassment is not bad.
No. What we're saying is
it's not proven.
Yeah.
But I think
it's proven that he killed old people.
Yes, it's proven that he killed old people. Yes.
So but, I want to make sure we reiterate that for everybody listening.
Yeah.
In case somebody listening back to a podcast or something along those lines. Sexual harassment is wrong, period.
Oh, absolutely.
He's been accused of it 7 times from 7 different women.
Yes.
The problem is we don't know if any of those have been validated yet. It's just kind of his word against theirs.
Or if it was just a brush fire.
Correct.
We don't know.
We have no idea. Bottom line, though, it has been proven.
Yes.
In multiple cases now that, yes, he in fact killed old people. How did he kill them, Andy?
He stuffed COVID patients in with them.
In nursing homes, right?
Yes, and they had no choice.
Where they were all then infected with COVID.
And then he turned around and tried to blame the president for something that the president didn't make him do. But once again, no, I mean, the other claims, are those worthy of getting somebody fired? Oh, absolutely.
Sure they are.
It's just that we don't have the evidence yet.
Yeah.
And if he did it, absolutely, get out.
And again, I think, to me, the reason why, well, this is going to be a long shot.
Okay.
It would not shock me, knowing everything that Andy explained a few minutes ago about liberalism and how it truly works.
Right.
It wouldn't shock me that if some of these accusations coming forward now weren't coming out of his own party to get rid of him, to shut him up, so that it doesn't get more uncovered as to how he actually killed old people, therefore even wrecking more of the Democrat Party in New York, which is one of the biggest, if not the biggest state in the country when it comes to Democrat, you know, politics, that in California.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah. And now,
so it wouldn't surprise me.
Is that scenario possible? Absolutely. Do we know it? Of course not. We have no idea.
No, I'm speculating.
Maybe that didn't happen. But
if I were one of them, if I were a Democrat operative running the party, I would be doing that.
Yes.
I would have done that.
Yeah, because
to get rid of him.
Yeah, because you only care about control and power.
That's right.
You certainly don't care about truth.
And he's not helping that right now.
Yeah, you don't care about truth at all.
No.
You don't care about what's good for the people. Okay, you've been driving them out of your state. They've been leaving it in the droves.
Exactly.
Okay, all you care about is how can I control people longer? And right now, the guy who's at the head of controlling all those people is polling in the 30s in one of the bluest states in the country.
The funniest thing about all of that, if you go look at any of the liberal websites or Facebook pages or what have you, you'll see lots and lots of memes and even comments about how this is all, you know, coming from Trump operatives and the fact that they want him gone so they can actually put somebody in that will pardon Trump and blah, 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 blah. All of which, of course, isn't true. And now that we're seeing even his own party turn against him, even proves all the more that all of these liberal websites and all these liberal lunatics, which they are, these mentally ill liberal lunatics that post those sorts of things, are nothing more than what I just said. Liberal lunatics.
They're liberal lunatics. You're dead right. Let me ask you this. Do you think any of these people who are trying to run him out on a rail are doing it because it's the right thing to do?
Of course not.
They don't care about the right thing to do.
No, this is about politics,
and
Andy.
This isn't just two conservatives yelling at them like that.
No.
We've watched them too long. If they cared about the right thing to do, they wouldn't have allowed what he did with the nursing homes.
Yeah, they would have called him out on that to begin with.
Exactly. In fact, they wouldn't allow things like he's done with tax policy that has destroyed all kinds of lives.
That's right.
You can go right on down the list.
Exactly right.
They wouldn't be seizing guns from law-abiding citizens when they know more people get killed that way.
Right.
They wouldn't do any of what they do, John. So when we look at them, you know, suddenly now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 women. It'll probably be 8 tomorrow. When all these women come forward, now, are they all legit? I have no idea. Are they all unlegit? I have no idea.
I
do know this. They are getting rid of somebody who is making it very uncomfortable for Democrats.
And just as a side note, I will say this. Given that there's actually 7 that have come out and said something, I doubt very seriously if all 7 are wrong. Now, are a couple of those maybe wrong and just, you know, he said, she said sort of a thing? Possibly, but I got to believe out of the 7, there's a good 4 or 5 that are probably very accurate.
Very possibly, but
again, I don't know.
It's easier for you and me to say that, though, because he's a dirtbag. Look at Kavanaugh. Look at guys like Kavanaugh.
He is a dirtbag, too, by the way.
Anytime you have one accusation, it's a brush fire, you're going to have several. Okay.
The difference here, though, is there's pictures that we've all seen.
There are.
Which there wasn't in any other things we're talking about.
Yeah, so there's at least, there's not a lot. There's a little bit of evidence here. With Kavanaugh, 0.
There was none.
Absolutely nothing.
That's right.
Right. Clarence Thomas,
great
nothing.
Yeah, great point. All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, like I said, always wants to do a mortgage review with you, determine if he can save you money, help you out in any way, shape, or form. And don't forget, those of you that are self-employed, that is one of Kurt's specialties because he's my mortgage broker, and he's helped me with many things when it comes to that, and because he's good with self-employed individuals, which I am. So give Kurt a call today, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, let's talk about a good shop as we get into a weekend where we're going to have some snow. Now, how much? I have no idea. Here's the deal, though. All you need is a little bit of snow in this area to have accidents, and they will happen. Make sure that if you're involved in any, you get your vehicle to a good shop. Maybe it was involved in one of the last storms we've had, or no storm at all, just an accident. Hey, that can happen. Go to a good shop. They've got a great estimating tool on the website. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
You don't need to schedule an appointment or drive anywhere for a free estimate from a good shop. Other than the actual collision itself, scheduling an estimate might be the most stressful part of auto body work because you don't have time for it. You're already worried about how much the repairs will cost. You're worried about how long your vehicle will be out of commission. And you still need to figure out whether or not you should make an insurance claim because you're worried about your premiums going up. Al Sturm, owner of a good shop in North Glen and Commerce City, has always looked to the future, providing new, different, and better services than the corporate conglomerates. Click on the mobile estimate button at klzradio.com/collision and enter your phone number to start taking photos for your free virtual estimate from a good shop. Certified collision repair worth referring. Mention KLZ Radio in your estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
All right, Franktown Firearms is next, folks. And yes, they've got guns in stock, ammo in stock, accessories in stock. And last I checked, the wait is not that long to buy a firearm. So if you're in that area, get one handled or get one bought handled, and you may look at doing that even for the weekend. KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Before you actually start carrying a firearm, you need to develop the mindset of safety. Whether you consider yourself an experienced shooter or if you've never shot a gun, head trainer Karen Murray recommends signing up for the basic concealed carry class at Franktown Firearms first, because everyone has bad habits to break. You need to start with the basics, but you also can't walk out of a CCW class with a gun strapped to your hip thinking you're Jack Bauer. Once you've registered for your concealed carry permit, come back to Franktown Firearms for Karen's tactical pistol course to put your skills into practice. Karen will teach you the 6 steps to proper holster draw, giving you the chance to practice situational awareness in a safe environment. Karen loves watching her students leave her tactical pistol course at Franktown Firearms wearing their guns in their holsters for the first time. Register for a class now at klzradio.com/franktown. Confidence through practice.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. All right, Andy and I may come back Tuesday and talk a little bit more about this, because to me this is a great article in regards to lots of different things that happen, especially when it comes to the business world. And there's a story out today. Actually came out yesterday, but found it this morning. Headline reads, "Stripped almost naked in front of strangers and coworkers, woman sues Panda Express after training seminar."
What?
You have to read the entire article. And essentially what happened was Panda Express had hired a company to come in and do some coaching and some building of certain key individuals in their organization. And it was pretty well known inside of Panda Express that if you wanted any kind of a decent promotion in the managerial end of things, you would have to attend one of these seminars. It wasn't mandatory. It was one of these voluntary type, you know, things you need to go do. But it was also known inside the company that if you didn't go, your chances of getting promoted were slim. These were done, by the way, this particular seminar was Alive Seminars and Coaching Academy. They are now being sued for sexual battery, a hostile work environment, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Now, I will tell you right now, first off, whoever this Alive Seminars is, and if this story is even remotely true, which I'm guessing it probably is because there's more and more people now coming out inside of the organization talking about these particular seminars, I will tell you that Alive Seminars and Coaching should not exist. And the way they actually are quote-unquote training people to be better in life by sticking them in a room that is totally dark, that you cannot see in or out of, and screaming and yelling at individuals trying to somehow build their self-esteem has to be one of the most ludicrous things I've ever heard in my entire life, and that is not how you build up people.
What?
I'm not joking, Andy. This is all in this article.
They turn off the lights and scream at them?
Yes. That's where the emotional distress part of this is coming from.
And what about the clothing thing? What is she talking
about?
Well,
so what happened was in this particular seminar, as time went by, I guess there was a particular male individual in this particular setting when they were doing some of their group sessions that just sort of broke down, started crying, and was upset about the way things were going. And part of the training was for him and her to both be in their underwear and hug it out, quote unquote.
What? Oh, my gosh.
I'm not making this stuff up, Andy. This is in the article.
Whoa.
And the plaintiff's attorney is basically saying that it doesn't matter, Panda Express, what you're saying about live seminars. When your panda logo is all over the training materials, you're associated with this particular coaching company. And by the way, they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
Well, first of all, you hired them, so you're responsible for them.
You're a part of it, exactly.
And secondly, you don't hire somebody if you don't first look into what they're selling. Now, I will say this. If they come in and they do the opposite of what they tell you they're going to do.
Agree.
And this is the first you've heard
of
it. Then you should be suing them.
Correct.
But go ahead.
The lawsuit alleges that participants were initially informed they should be seated and remain silent while they were isolated for an hour, after which a man entered and yelled at them for sitting and doing nothing, calling them nothing and asserting they didn't matter, while abusing them verbally one by one. Seminar participants were prohibited from using their cell phones. There was no clock in the room, and the doors and windows were all covered with black cloth. The atmosphere resembled less of a self-improvement seminar than a site for off-the-books interrogation of terrorist suspects. The sensory isolation and intimidation was reinforced by constant yelling and verbal abuse by seminar staff, creating an atmosphere of fear in the room. By the way, not the way you get people motivated.
You know, maybe we could interrogate terror suspects by
sending them there,
threatening that they will be hired by Panda Express.
Maybe. Again, this may be something Andy and I come back to Tuesday, because in the business world, by the way, I am shocked.
Yeah.
To read that there's even anyone out there, even any type of a coaching company doing anything like this whatsoever. This is ridiculous.
Okay, but this is horrible. You know, and I'm used to like the seven habits, you know, where
you break
down how to approach problems first by yourself and then with a group. But I will say this, John, and I'm going to let you kind of run with this. Haven't you seen a lot of seminars where you realize this was put together by some kooky kids who think that they are more innovative than those stupid old managers who have been managing business for 20 years?
I will not deny that.
And doesn't this sound like the same kind of stupid stuff that comes from those kind of kooky kids who basically want to treat your employees as a science experiment? Am I making sense?
You are. And we may very well come back and talk about this Tuesday. This is a great topic, by the way. So just in general, when it comes to business and how to motivate people and so on. Extreme Auto Repair, though, real quick. If you want to get your vehicle fixed and some things may happen this weekend where you need their help, don't forget they've got a full towing outfit as well, where they can towing business, I should say, where they can take care of your vehicle that way as well. So it's Extreme Auto Repair, klzradio.com, 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Andy, I think I have an answer, though.
Okay.
I think Kuma was actually at one of these Alive seminars.
He was a trainer.
He was one of the trainers.
All right, everybody, I'm going to get you motivated. Or I'm going to get me motivated. I don't know, but I'm going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, we'll end the week with that. Andy, thanks for filling in all week. I do appreciate it very much. Don't forget Drive Radio, Fix It Radio tomorrow, followed by Sportsman of Colorado, and then Shooting the Breeze. Enjoy your night, folks. Stay safe this weekend with the storm coming in. And if you don't need to go out and it gets a lot of snow, like they're saying, please don't. We'll be back Monday, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.